outside of the Zombie Lounge on Ocahoma Boulevard with Inner Telescope. First of all, how'd you guys meet and come together as a band?
Friends. We're all just friends. It just happened.
Yeah, we've been friends for
I was in middle school band with JJ. Tony was our guitar idol as a kid.
Yeah.
We went to the same
sexy idol. Friends with Adam for a long time. Sean, another friend.
Friends of the family.
Friends. It's all friends.
Yeah, we've been in each other for years.
We all knew each other, kind of.
We all played
it.
Yeah. You know, we always jammed, but never got too serious until, you know, we actually got older.
Recently,
yeah.
We've all seen each other's genitals. I'm just joking. Don't put that on the podcast.
Yeah, I've been seeing
well,
man.
Okay, edit that part out then. Okay.
We'll make sure.
Let's go, you can leave it.
Yeah, they know we're joking.
Yeah, anyway, Sean's the only one who no one's seen. Alright, and so how long have you been in this band together?
It's been a year. It's been about a year.
Almost coming up.
Yeah.
Almost 8 to 9 months.
Yeah, we actually
added in November.
Yeah, we added JJ in the summer.
It's true, yeah.
October.
Yeah, towards the end, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about like jamming.
Actually, JJ
October.
Came before Tony, too.
Yeah.
Me, Sean, and Adam were in a band called The Cascades. And then we kind of parted ways with a couple members, and then Tony and JJ came in.
We started playing like in November, seriously. We talked about it in October, and then we started jamming. Then we just kind of...
And then that became Inner Telescope.
Yeah, we thought of a name and stuff. Took us forever, man. We talked about so many different names.
So how'd that name come up?
My ex-girlfriend. ex-girlfriend actually came up with the name one night when we were sitting, getting drunk at her house and looked at this little galaxy book.
Life science.
It's a telescope, and then she said enter.
No, the chapter of the book, I remember this. It said Inner Telescope.
Yes. Enter the telescope.
Yeah, it said enter the telescope, and it's just talking about how the telescope broadened our perspective on space and the planets.
Just
remove the article.
That's pretty much where it came. Yeah, we were desperate for a name. We had a show. We needed a name.
It's too late now.
After we announced it, it was like, well, I guess it's our name.
Yeah,
that was funny. I remember that moment.
Were you guys, anyone else in bands prior to, or just three of you?
I was at this little stick called the... Computer as Company. It's like a little disco jazz band.
I've been like a bunch of them.
You've been in a bunch of bands with Adam, right?
Me and Adam have been in bands together since like 7th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the way up until now. Stay on and off, different bands, different people.
Very true.
Fine Line Between is one of them. Levites.
You know, I was actually stuck in a playing bass because we wanted to play this talent show in middle school.
It's true.
And, you know, I was kind of familiar with guitar, not too well, but, you know, Jeremiah was really telling me to play bass because, well, we didn't have a bass player, so.
Yeah, Jeremiah's been playing guitar for a while, too.
Yeah.
I also played with the Sesh from, like, 1999 to, like, 2002.
Yeah, the Sesh.
Another local band.
The Sesh.
Yeah. Sesh. Definitely check them out,
good band. Good band.
Definitely. Really good band.
The Sesh.
Still playing.
When you guys came together as a band, and since you're all friends, did... You fall naturally into any roles as far as the songwriter, just who sings?
Well, naturally, like, I think me and Tony just write a lot, just in general. Like, we write songs a lot, so most of the songs come from ideas that the band jams, but, like, me and Tony do a lot of writing together. Me and Adam do a lot of writing together.
Do you find lyrics come first or
last?
Always.
Yeah, it's usually about the musical emotion and the feeling of the song, and then you know it's cool to have you know meaning behind it too. So you kind of try to match the words with the.
We try.
We don't try to be too obvious with our lyrics.
Well, the thing is that a lot of our songs come from jams too.
Yeah.
All from jams that we just you know spontaneous stuff. So you kind of have to work words around that.
Yeah.
The filler is really.
Well said, brother.
Yeah.
Do you ever just go for instrumental stuff? Not bother with words?
We were going to, but we ended up not doing it. No, we have a song where there's just vocals during the chorus. That was supposed to be instrumental, but then we changed it.
Yeah, that's true.
Vocals.
Yeah, it's
minimal. We have nothing
vocals.
Against it, though, you know?
No.
Yeah, we do like the instrumental stuff, you know, the jams, but...
But then we usually like to like write words to it, try to make it into a complete
song. You know,
song.
Vocals are just another instrument, really, so you can say it's instrumental.
When you guys are live, do you tend to... play things differently.
Occasionally. little bit sometimes.
We end up jamming live a lot. Lately, we've been jamming a lot live, so that's always different. You know, jams just going to be different no matter what.
That's true. It's progressed over. We've been playing more experience, so we're getting more.
Also depends on how we feel that night.
Yeah.
If everyone's feeling good, it's a good solid, and, you know, it comes together a little bit more.
Yeah.
A couple people a little tired.
We play our songs pretty
Something on their mind, you know, you don't feel it, but I'm not sure if the crowd can or you guys can hear it, but
I think we play our songs very accurate, you know. I might like strum the guitar a little different just because I'm feeling a certain way, but it's nothing.
Basically,
totally
just goes
off.
On primal instinct.
Yeah, it just comes
You're
out.
Primal.
Yeah,
the music's primal.
Yeah.
I caught your video that you guys have online with a few moments, and directed by Ryan McPherson. How'd you guys hook up with him?
And he saw our second show.
Yeah.
At a dive bar in our hometown,
Spring Valley, California.
Spring Valley.
East where the County, music video was actually shot at.
Yeah, where the music video was actually shot at. Yeah, he saw us there and. He liked that song a lot. He went to remember the song, and he went to our MySpace page and heard our demo we have and put up on there. And with the demo, made a video out of that demo recording.
Some vision of
he kept calling me like every day, oh, I got a new idea, this and that, you know. And he did it during, he was down here for a court, for a trial for a couple weeks, and he did it within one of those weeks while he was here. Whenever he wasn't in court, he shared
the
video with us.
Yeah. It did take like 2 days solid, we just worked really
It was like 2 days
it.
Solid, yeah, and then one day at the bar with a bunch of people there doing the live stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to do.
Yeah. That, it turned out really good, too. Yeah.
Hey, if you're listening, Ryan, in jail, we love you.
We love you. Oh, yeah, he's locked up right now.
He'll be out, though.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Look forward to it.
Very soon, actually. He'll be out.
Yeah. Got an incredible beard, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fireworks.
Fireworks.
All right.
Get that
fireworks
iPod
in
recorder.
The background.
That's an honor of us.
Yeah, that was an honor of Ryan right there.
iPod, did you see that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Did you guys entertain the idea of doing a video? Have you ever thought about doing that or thought about how your songs would look?
I was completely surprised when he asked us to do it. Like, you know, that was only our second show when he asked us, you know, so it's like hadn't popped into our heads.
Yeah, exactly.
At all.
Yeah, it's totally spontaneous.
And he came up, he wrote the whole thing. All the ideas were him.
He came up with the script and everything. He's read it. We like it.
We kind of just played the roles that he had for each.
He directed. We did it. You know, this was his piece of art.
Yeah.
With our music in the background.
Very professional.
Very professional.
Yeah, I think we're still going to edit a little bit of it, too. We just have the demo up on our page just to get it out there.
Yeah, on YouTube and stuff.
The song.
Yeah.
The song. And
hopefully going to put a better master track on that.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/EnterTelescope.
Yeah. That's our website for now.
Feed it to your kids.
Yeah. Share it with everybody.
Are you guys recording at all in the future? Have you lately?
Yeah, we're actually recording right now.
Yeah,
we're trying to put something out there, you know, so get the name out there a little bit more. As to when it's going to be done, I would like to say early next year.
That would be less than optimistic. I want to say 6 months myself.
Yeah.
I think we can work harder than that.
Yeah.
Good, really, good quality recording.
Yeah.
It'll be out sometime soon, guys.
We're having a good time right now. Yeah.
I'm thinking of just putting out a little demo, like, with a few songs.
We'd like to put out like an EP first, you know.
Yeah. So and everybody gets a little.
We do all the recording ourselves. Adam does all the recording.
So. Do you mix everything? And
Yeah. That takes a long time. It's very stressful.
When you got other stuff going on.
Yeah, especially when you have school or work.
So are you guys all from San Diego originally?
Yeah, we all grew up in Spring Valley.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
I'm from Jersey originally, but grew up in Spring Valley.
Born in Jersey, raised in Spring Valley.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that.
We're all learning stuff right now about each other.
Yeah. And how old were you, JJ, when you moved to
Spring Valley? I moved out here when I was 5.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's a good age.
Residing there ever since.
Well, I actually moved to Spring Valley when I was like 6 or 7, so that's around the same age. You know?
How did growing up in New Jersey for 5 years influence you as an artist?
Well, New Jersey is a toxic wasteland, and it just made me say I'm happy to be in California. and that's what influenced me.
Optimism. It's great.
At the time, I mean, you know, Jersey isn't that bad of a place, right?
You know, smokestacks, toxic waste everywhere, mutated fish is pretty
okay.
bad.
Mutated pretty fish.
Bad. All right, literally.
Yeah. You think that Simpsons fish is a joke, man? It's there, man.
That's Springfield.
Yeah, that's Springfield. Yeah,
that's Springfield.
Massachusetts or where?
It just says Springfield. They don't ever say where.
It is. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
A lot different out here, though.
What do you guys do
it's
now?
It's more like Saved by the Bell out here.
Saved by the Bell. The new class. Just don't go off the air as soon as they do. What do you guys do during for your day jobs? What occupies your time or waste your time?
I give guitar and piano lessons at a dance studio right around the corner from my house. And then I deliver pizza on the weekends. And I go to school full time as for a music major.
Where are you going?
Grossmont College.
Grossmont College.
Yeah, and I'm a bank teller for Washington Mutual. Not saying which branch.
Free checking.
Oh, hey.
Go ahead down there.
And during the day, I'm a full time student. And that's pretty much all that I do. Oh, and, you know, the band.
Band
yeah. thing. I'm currently in between jobs right now, but I've worked several jobs, kinds of stuff. I'm not currently enrolled in school, but I go on and off.
When he records all day.
Yeah, I record a lot of music.
A lot of ideas come.
Yeah. I write a lot of music on my own. Stuff I haven't used for the band yet, but it's just cool ideas to get out there and experiment with.
And when you're writing, is it mostly an autobiographical instance?
So when you ran over right now, yeah. You ran over.
Yeah. You gotta you can see that.
Suck it in.
This
car. Oh. All
right. I like your hair, man.
Hey,
dude, how at the baby podcast, man. Baby wait, podcast. This is on the internet right now.
We're getting interviewed.
Shut up.
Now.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we're a band. We're getting interviewed.
Yeah, say something. Talk to the
who's on there?
Reporter.
You almost ran us over. Just say that.
No, hell no.
Just interviewing these guys for piratepods.com.
It's oh, really?
A new website. Yeah, they're a band. These guys are great, actually. You might want to stop and check them out
right
in Zombieland.
Bring the baby in.
I will, actually. I will do that because I love this guy's hair.
Yeah.
Can you pick
that's
it out?
JJ's hair.
Hell yeah. It's real. It's actually real.
Yeah, don't you hate when people are like, is that real hair?
I know. They think it's a wig.
They both have froze if you can't see this iPod.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, so.
The guy almost killed us.
I don't know, it's kind of crazy being a reporter, a music reporter in San Diego. You
yeah,
get run over.
Hear that chopper?
Yeah.
Hear
now
the ghetto bird?
This time.
Oh, the murder was the case that they gave me.
The music you write, is it influenced by your personal experiences, or is it more your imagination? Both.
It's actually both. Usually it's just, you know, it's based on feeling, and it's feeling a certain way. And I try to explore different sounds that I would like to hear from other bands or things that I haven't tried out and experiment trying to master that with recording and playing. But usually it's a lot of imagination, but I try to bring it to life through the words and stuff like that. So it's great.
Try and keep our words broad and universal in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about you guys? Day jobs or?
Oh yeah, well, I'm currently in transition.
Right,
I'm JJ. Yeah, currently in transition. I used to work at Jamba Juice, didn't work, so now I'm a freelance sitter, and I book all the shows. So, and that's what I do pretty much. And then I smoke weed.
He's just kidding, Mom.
I'm kidding, Mom. You didn't hear that.
Yeah, they just don't tell your future employer that, man.
Yes. Heard your pie pods. Yeah. Smoke weed, huh?
That's it.
No CEO
what does
for
Sean
you.
Do?
What?
Like
Sean!
What does Sean
hey,
do?
Hey.
It's Sean's turn.
That's a burning question.
I work at a corporate office for the mobile solution. I push paper. And, you know, I like to go to school. Long walks on the beach on my free time. What else do I do?
Play soccer.
We played soccer today. It was very, very fun. Me, Tony, Adam are all pretty bushed right now, but I'm
yeah, sure. Why'd you play soccer?
We're gonna give it our all, baby, tonight. It's
yeah, we're
fun.
Gonna give it all, man.
But
I got energy from that game, those kids.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a cell phone, the mobile solution is what you were looking for.
Yeah.
Mobile solution, connect life.
I used to work for them a long time, too.
Yeah.
They actually used to work together, but that's not how they knew each other.
It was just a coincidence. We actually worked at two jobs together.
Yeah.
One on Neither one on purpose.
Yeah.
Maybe GTM.
Oh yeah, GTM on purpose.
Yeah.
The other one was just like, oh, you work here too?
Yeah, yeah, I forgot. Exactly.
Actually, I know half of the pirates right now from Pirate Pods from work, so it's good. We're gonna get run over again.
This one isn't as fast, at least.
Yeah, no.
It's a busy alley.
It is a
By
busy.
The way, we're on in an alley right off of El Cajon Boulevard.
Next to Zombie Lodge.
Where you can find a hooker. If you're ever in San Diego, you need a hooker. El Cajon Boulevard.
Right here, baby. Well, right here. Yeah.
When I was about 7, my mom pointed one out and said, that's a prostitute. On El Cajon Boulevard, right?
Spend right, 20 bucks, man. You're going to have a good night. Guaranteed, 20 bucks.
20 plus bucks, man. 20. That's the cheapest.
There's a ghetto bird again. Okay, ghetto bird again. 10 yeah, bucks.
Certainly a night. Yeah.
10 bucks and act now because the ghetto bird's after JJ for soliciting on the street
yeah,
here.
Exactly.
If you don't do it now, you have to pay cover to meet us.
Rumors are true. Oh, here's Visions of a Dying Whirlpool.
Oh, Vision! Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, please, stop, stop, stop! Oh. They don't want to stop. Can't stop.
Can't stop. Strict
schedule.
Stop. You can't stop.
Alright, cool, guys. Well, thanks a lot for the interview. Really
of course.
Appreciate it.
I just want to say we love you, San Diego. Stay classy. And new EP coming in less than 6 months. Or your money back.
Do we have a name for it yet? That
we're gonna call it you know what, right here. We're gonna call it
Peace in the Middle East.
We're gonna call it The Telescope Has Been Entered.
Exit microscope.
Thanks, Pirate Pods.
Oh, we're still
thank you everyone,
that.
Say thank you. 1, 2, 3. Thanks, thank you, Pirate Pods. We love you.
Yeah. PiratePods.com.net/org.